Welcome back to Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. I'm Scott Buttram, filling in for Phil Williams today. I've been here since 2. I've enjoyed this very much. I'm going to ask our producer, Copper, to join me now. I want to talk about a story. Copper, are you online?
I am.
Copper, I have found out so much about you. First of all, I probably need to apologize. We just discovered having the mic up near my forehead may have not been the best idea.
Oh, no.
So we adjusted after you corrected me often and got it in front of my mouth. I hope you're hearing me better
than
you were.
It does sound better.
Mm-hmm. I have found out that you were actually also a very talented op-ed writer for 1819 News, or at least you've submitted one that I've enjoyed very much.
Thank
Generational
you.
Lines, Blur, and okay. a stand for Life.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. I started writing for them, I guess, a couple months almost now. And it's been great.
Well, I hate to say this. I've looked more at their news stories than their opinion.
Sure.
And that's probably a natural reaction for somebody that has an opinion of his own on virtually everything. Right, wrong. Or as my wife would tell you, right or wrong, I'm never in doubt. So I don't look at other opinions as often as I should, but I did get an opportunity to read yours during the break and I enjoyed it very much. Is it okay to say that your real name is not Copper? That's your nickname.
It is my nickname. Yes.
But help me with your last name, Kayla Coffeen.
That's right.
Is that right?
Never Good. Said it okay. on air before.
Oh, okay. Well, now everybody knows who you are, but they would have known if they go to 1819news.com anyway. And very, very talented writer. Loved your thoughts on this. And that's a really strong message as we await the Supreme Court decision, which could affect Roe versus Wade for the first time since that went into effect. So that I love the fact that some of our young people are really thinking ahead about how to handle this. What I wanted to discuss with you was an article that appeared on Axios, axios.com yesterday, and it was a survey for college students. And what they asked these students, college students who would not, and then there's a series of questions, go out on a date with, shop at, or support a business of, be friends with, work for. So college students that would not do these things with someone who voted for the opposing presidential candidate. So when it was posed in this manner, college students who would not go out on a date with someone who voted for the opposing presidential candidate, 71% said they would go out with somebody who voted for the opposing candidate. 71% of Democrats said they would not. 31% of Republicans said they would not date somebody who voted for the opposing candidate. 71% of Democrats said they would not vote. So, Copper, you're a lot closer to that age group than I am. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, would you not go on a date with somebody that had different political views from you?
I'd certainly go out with them. I might not end up agreeing with them and wanting to pursue a relationship long term and because of raising children, right. But I wouldn't refuse to be friends with them or hang out with them or get to know them because of that. That's absurd to me.
Yeah, and that's even more fascinating as you look down this poll. I almost get the dating part, okay, because dating could lead to a more permanent relationship, and maybe you just don't want to go down that road. I kind of get that, all right? But you would not people who would not shop at a business or support a business that of an owner that had a different political view, 41% of Democrats would not do business with someone who voted for the opposite presidential candidate. Only 7% of Republicans said they would not. Be friends with, 37% of Democrats said they would not be friends with someone who voted for the opposing presidential candidate. 5% of Republicans said they would not be friends with somebody that voted for the an opposing presidential candidate. Do you see, Copper, that this, do you think this generation is just, are they less tolerant? Are they more divided? What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, my running theory is that a lot of these kids, they grew up in unstable families, not just families with single parents, but ones who had both parents working and they never saw them. They were in daycare all day, and then their parents often got divorced. And so they never saw conflict enacted in a positive way that resulted in resolution. And so they're scared of conflict. And so they don't want to have any discussions or even know people who disagree with them, because in their mind, conflict is scary, destructive, and only ever leads to bad things.
But what does it say that it is so one-sided? That it seems to be the Democrat college students that are really closed off, more so than the Republican college students.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because oftentimes Republican families are a lot more open with conflict.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're willing to discuss things openly. And oftentimes they can have more of a Christian mentality about it, about forgiveness after conflict.
Right. I was really taken aback by the stark difference in numbers.
Yeah.
When you're looking at 41% to 7%, 71% to 31%, it doesn't seem like there's much of a coming together of America if we're not even willing to associate with people who have different political views.
Yep, it's not a good sign. Not a good look.
No, it's not at all. Copper, I want to go back to the op-ed that you wrote earlier that I had a chance to read earlier today. The generational lines blur in A Stand for Life. Can you summarize that in the brief time that we've got left?
Sure. I found that there are a lot of grassroots efforts aiming to help women and families facing unexpected pregnancies. Sometimes generations approach it in a different way. Older people might be outside abortion clinics praying. They might do more face-to-face interactions. Younger people tend to help people their own age, like in colleges, and share resources online. So both sides are helping and care about this issue, but sometimes we miss each other.
So important as we await the Supreme Court decision, which could return abortion rights to the states. It's one thing to oppose it, but we've got to be willing to take care of these unborn children when they become born children. The right to life means all their lives.
Amen.
Copper, thank you so much. I appreciate you keeping me out of the weeds all day.
Yeah.
Thank you for your tolerance, dear.
Absolutely.
It's been very helpful.
Thanks for filling in for us.
Hey, I've enjoyed every minute of it. I hope I get another opportunity to do it. This is News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. I'm Scott Buttram, filling in for Phil Williams at Right Side Radio.